Now, the Irish ambassador to the UK has written to the editor of a British political magazine, The Spectator, accusing it of an anti-Irish sentiment in its coverage of Brexit. The letter by our ambassador, Adrian O'Neill, was published on Twitter by the Irish Embassy in London. And it says the prevailing tone of most Spectator articles relating to Ireland in recent years had been snide and hostile. Micheál Lehan, our political correspondent, joins us now from our Doyle studio. Micheál, it's not often an ambassador puts pen to paper like this in such a public fashion, and Ambassador O'Neill certainly begins his letter very politely.
He does, saying that he enjoyed and did enjoy in the past reading the Spectator magazine and found it informative and enlightening, but when it comes to Ireland, that hasn't been the case. It is notable that he has done this because I suppose Adrian O'Neill would be viewed as someone who doesn't go seeking headlines. And of course, like all diplomats, in the words of the poet Evan Boland, whose father was himself a diplomat, they use language that is appropriate and necessary. So somewhere it has been decided that it was appropriate and necessary to write this letter. And as I understand it, the Taoiseach's office and the Department of Foreign Affairs would be aware that this letter was being crafted, maybe not across the entire wording of it, but it would have had the green light from there. And a view had been taken that this tone was emerging in the Spectator and it was time for the Irish side to push back. And the language is strong. It's very strong indeed, particularly it seems that Mr. O'Neill is irked by an article by the writer Robert Hardman, who took issue with Ireland joining what could be termed the French Commonwealth recently, La Francophonie, saying instead that we would have been better served by joining the British Commonwealth, and making some harsh comments about the Taoiseach as well there, and saying that he could be cozying up to the strongest members in the EU playground. So that language, fairly acerbic from the Spectator, and our response, strong and fairly unflinching.
Yes, and as far as I remember seeing that article about Ireland joining the Francophonie, it was on Twitter. There was a lot of reaction to it at the time. But I think overall, it's not just French-speaking nations that are part of it. There are 17 member states.
There are 17 EU member states part of it that are either full members or have observer status, and Ireland is one of the ones that have observer status. It's an international organisation where member states work together in areas of culture, science, economics, justice and peace. So it is a wide-ranging organisation. Of course, on the other question, the British Commonwealth, that did come into view down at the recent Fine Gael conference, and there are two members of the Fine Gael Parliament party who would advocate such a move, but it's not something the Taoiseach has said recently that has widespread support within the party. I suppose the other notable strong comment there from Adrian O'Neill, he talks about British-Irish relations, and this is delivered, I think, with some diplomatic understatement. He said undeniably facing some pressure as a result of Brexit, but he said generally the people he meets have an understanding in Britain about the approach that the Irish government has adopted. But he said this particular article lapsed into anti-Irish sentiment, which we'd all hoped had been consigned to the past.
All right. I wouldn't imagine The Spectator is bedside reading for a huge number of people here in Ireland. Its readership, its following in the UK, do you have any idea, Micheál?
I don't have any idea, but we do know where its sentiments lie, I suppose, and that is borne out by the fact that its previous editors include Boris Johnson and the former Chancellor of the Exchequer, Nigel Lawson.
All we need to know. Thank you very much indeed. Micheál Lehan in the Doyle studio.